You're listening to SBS News.
It's been more than a week of stay-at-home orders for Greater Sydney, Blue Mountains, Central Coast, Wollongong and Shell Harbour local government areas. Despite a jump in new cases, New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian insists the lockdown is proving effective and it is helping contact tracers gain control. But she is concerned some people are failing to follow the rules.
We know what it takes to live in a COVID-safe world. We know what it takes. In the absence of the vaccine, we know what we need to do to keep the virus at bay. So all of us have to be COVID-safe. There aren't enough of us vaccinated to keep everybody safe.
The total number of COVID-19 cases linked to Summit Care at Balcombe Hills has risen by two, and one of the cases was not vaccinated. About two-thirds of the facility's workforce were unvaccinated, but Summit Care's Michelle Sloan explains they couldn't insist staff must have the jab earlier because it was illegal until the government mandated it a week ago.
Yes, we would have liked it to be mandated earlier. I believe that our association, LASER, has also been lobbying, as have most industry bodies across Australia.
The Federal Opposition's Anthony Albanese says the government is responsible for the aged care sector and it lacks a sufficient plan. It's hoped the cases in aged care won't threaten a planned end to the lockdown in New South Wales. New South Wales Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant would not speculate as to whether the shutdown period will end later this week.
I'm making no comment until I've looked at all the data. Every day brings a new set of data and a new set of challenges, and what we think in the morning can change in the afternoon.
Queensland has recorded four new locally acquired coronavirus cases. One declared over the weekend is a close contact of a Brisbane Greek Community Centre worker. Chief Health Officer Jeanette Young says health teams are unravelling this alpha variant cluster, but she warns more cases could still be identified.
And I expect we'll see a few more still come through, which is why until we get it totally under control, we do need to continue to wear our masks to check in.
Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says she is relieved the highly contagious Delta variant is not infecting Queensland's community members.
Now, of course, all of these are the alpha strain. So another piece of good news is that we do not believe that the Delta variant is circulating in our community, which is excellent news. And it's now 2 weeks since the Portuguese restaurant outbreak.
Most of the cases relate to the Portuguese restaurant and Greek community centre. Meanwhile, case figures in South Australia are no longer posing a risk, giving the state government confidence to ease coronavirus restrictions. Police Commissioner Grant Stevens says the health advice enabled authorities to act quickly.
So restaurants, cafes, hotels can increase their patronage now to three people per four square metres. All the other caps are gone back to where they were before.
The relaxed rules mean larger public gatherings are allowed again, while dancing can return and drinking while standing is permitted. In Western Australia, no new infections have been recorded, paving the way for reduced health measures from Tuesday for Perth and the Peel region. Premier Mark McGowan says masks will still need to be worn indoors at work and on public transport, but outside mask rules are easing.
People should still use common sense and take a mask with them whenever they leave home. There will be a 30-person limit in all homes for indoor private gatherings and a 150-person limit for outdoor private gatherings. High capacity will be allowed in venues.
And the Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt has applauded Australia's vaccine progress. He says it's been a record week for doses, but he admits the worldwide vaccine market is competitive.
It's a global challenge. Australia's part of it. It's just that our challenge is different from others. In a world of well over 2.1 million lives lost this year, at this stage, no Australian has caught COVID and lost their lives in Australia.
The New South Wales Health Minister, Brad Hazzard, has weighed into the vaccine rollout, comparing supply issues to a well-known film series.
I fear that we now have almost a sense of, it's almost a sense now of the Hunger Games of people chasing vaccine. Until we get enough vaccine and enough GPs actually at the front line able to provide that vaccine into arms, we will continue to have effectively the Hunger Games going on here in New South Wales.
But Labor's Bill Shorten is concerned the disability sector is still being disadvantaged in the vaccine rollout.
Disability care workers are the forgotten people of Mr Morrison's vaccination program. The rate of vaccination for disability workers is far too low.
And what is also remaining low is Victoria's coronavirus case numbers. Victoria has recorded a fifth consecutive day of zero new local coronavirus cases. Victoria's COVID-19 commander, Jerome Wymer, is warning travellers who are interstate to check the red zone classifications before returning home.
Victorians who are interstate who are starting to think about wanting to come home, this is a really uncertain time, and it's a difficult predicament to be in. Look, that's why we've been messaging very consistently over the last 2 weeks, 10 days, about the risks of interstate travel.
Mr. Wymer acknowledges it is difficult to undertake isolation and testing when coming back from interstate, but he says it is necessary to keep everyone safe. And Tasmania is reopening its border to visitors from parts of Western Australia and the Northern Territory. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.